Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. I know your time is limited.
Well, I was thinking, the question I was asking is, where do you want to start? You want to start with the last verse from yesterday or go on to the next one?
Well, I have a question I probably should have asked you several verses back. So let's do this last one.
Okay, the last one is, what, 236, 37?
236. Yeah, 236.
Okay. All right. Hashem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkite, Bit Hilu, Urkimu, Hilu, Hilu, Hilu. L'shem yud hei bavav hei, v'yichuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Verse 236, welcome Malka.
Thank you.
Wiraza demi la ke wandi Abraham e dar lemir da avatrahu. Hidain elokim al demi la ad de it kasher o la bi Abraham. Wakad it kasher o la bi Abraham. Hidain it baru. Malkin Mikamea Kika Maran Diktiv Yemina Yemin Ha Hashem Tirat O Yo Ye Gomer. The translation: and the secret behind this is that when Abraham pursued them, then it is written, keep not your silence, Elohim. As the Nukva was aroused towards Zeruntin and elevated Mayim Nukvim, the female waters, up to him to draw Chesed, which is the secret of the right, until all was attached to Abraham, who is the secret of Chesed of Zeruntin. This means that her hakma was clothed by chasadim and her illumination was completed. And all this was attached to Abraham. And all the kings were defeated before him, as we had previously stated. It is then written, your right hand, Hashem, has dashed the enemy in pieces. My commentary.
I'm back.
Okay. You want me to read the English again?
Well, no, because I had it open, waiting for you to come on.
Okay.
I need you to explain again.
I haven't finished my commentary, so let me read the commentary.
Okay, go ahead.
With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. In order to remember the Torah wisdom, one learns. In order to remember the Torah wisdom that one learns requires us to learn the lesson of this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts. And Malka, to catch you up, Hannah had said that she has a question from one of the verses earlier in this section.
Okay.
Okay, it was Rabbi Ashlag's comment in large capital letters. This means that her hakma was clothed by chasidim and her illumination was completed. And I remember a couple of days ago, I said chesed rather than chasidim. And you gave us a rather extensive very good explanation of that paragraph. I guess it was in 233. But as I kept looking at Hasidim, or Hasidim, is that a verb or is it a noun? In other words, is it because of Abraham's actions, or is it actual people that assisted, I don't know, the others, I should say, that were involved in the process?
I understand the question, but let's start at the beginning. The word is pronounced Hasadim. The Hasidim is another word that refers to a certain group of Orthodox Jews. The Hasidim essentially were started, if you can say they're started, because they're really, the various groups are not started, they're branches off of the group, off the main. But the Hasidim were started by the Baal Shem Tov. So I just wanted to clarify that before I answered your question.
Okay.
We refer to the light of Chachma, or the Chachma. Now, first off, we have two aspects in the endless world. We have light and vessel. Chachma, is it light or vessel? It's a rhetorical question that I'm going to answer. All of the Sephirot are vessels. So when we say Or de Chachma, the light of Chachma, are we talking about light or vessel? And this is where the language becomes confusing, because Chachma is a vessel that receives from the Keter. According to the Sefer Yetzirah, it also receives from Bina. So what is the meaning of Or de Chachma, the light of wisdom, the light of Chachma? It is also a vessel, because its shorish, its root, is a vessel. Chachma is always a vessel. But relative to Bina, it can be considered light. Each Sephirah, relative to the Sephirah below it, can be considered light because it's sharing. So now we understand we have this essence, this energy, called Or de Chachma, that is essentially Chachma, the vessel, sharing with Bina, the vessel. But Bina and Chachma are not in the physical world. The beginning of the physical world starts with Chesed, which is the root of Or de Chasadim.
Okay.
But the Or de Chasadim is a vessel also. It's a vessel that encloses, wraps around, conceals, and by its concealing of the Or de Chachma, it reveals the Or de Chachma. And this is the paradox that we refer to as Tzimtzum. The withdrawal of Hashem left the vessel without fulfillment. So the vessel is looking for fulfillment, but it can't be fulfilled directly by the Or de Chachma, One, it's too powerful, and two, any spiritual item cannot be perceived by something lower in the chain of the tree. It can't be perceived by anything lower in the tree unless it has a concealment, and that concealment is called Or d'Chasadim. And that cannot happen to Or d'Chachma until it drops down to Chesed. And as it passes through Chesed, it picks up this veil called Or d'Chasadim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that help you understand this verse?
You made it very simple. Yeah. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
I don't think so.
Malka, this section is very short, and yesterday we almost completed it. We were just missing that one verse at the end, 236.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've had time to read it. I haven't posted the yesterday's. I don't think I've posted it anyway.
I've been out of town for a couple of days, and I'm just getting back home Wednesday night. So I've been trying to listen to some recordings while I'm driving.
Understand.
And then, my phone kind of went berserk on me, so it's not, my cell phone's not really working, so I'll have to try and get on and read.
Okay.
Read some lessons until my phone is back in order. Oh, I have to play catch up.
Understand. Well, so now the question is, do you want to go start the next section, which is 25, which is like 30 verses long, or do you want to wait to start next week?
I think next week. What do you think? If you want to go on, it's
fine. No, I'm fine with that. That's perfectly fine.
That'll give you a chance to trip, you know, to catch up.
Okay.
And I'd
thank
like
you.
To reread too and read the synopsis, because I hadn't been reading the synopsis. And it's a good review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you all have a good night. Tonight we'll have a Zohar class in the Parasha of Metzora. And
okay,
if I don't
right.
speak to you, have a good Shabbat. And our Motzi Shabbat class will be a Zohar on we have Pesach the following week, so we might be reading some of the Zohar on Pesach or some of the Ari. It depends on what I get accomplished. There's a lot of the writings of the Ari. There's a lot of them for Pesach. So you all have
okay.
a good Shabbat.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Shalom.